USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden says the U.S. and other G7 countries are addressing a wide range of issues in Japan this weekend.
Climate change, food security, gender inequality, economic resilience, digital connectivity, and global security. We're tracking these challenges together, and I think we're beginning to make some important progress.
Biden urged the leaders to recommit to showing that democracies can deliver. The president, though, is leaving Japan early to spur on debt ceiling discussions. Minnesota is going to be the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana. On Saturday, the state Senate gave its final stamp of approval on legislation that would allow adults over 21 to carry up to 2 ounces of weed in public and possess 2 pounds at home. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk, who said he'd be proud to sign it into law. America's first strippers union is official.
Dancers at the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar in North Hollywood, California, now belong to Actors Equity Association, which represents 51,000 stage workers after the owners of the topless bar withdrew their opposition to unionization. Last year, dancers had picketed the business, claiming unsafe working conditions. They said they weren't adequately protected from threatening and abusive behavior by bar patrons. The union's president has said strippers are essentially performance artists and have a lot in common with other equity members who dance for a living. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants to dismiss the judge in Disney's lawsuit against him. Disney initially sued DeSantis in April after months of back and forth about the governor's Don't Say Gay bill and his attempt to increase influence over the company. There will not be a Triple Crown winner this year. National Treasure won the Preakness Stakes for Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, while Kentucky Derby winner Mage came in third. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
No debt ceiling discussions are scheduled, the last being on Friday, without any progress between the White House and Republicans. Speaking at the G7 summit in Hiroshima on Saturday, President Biden said he's still confident a deal can be reached in time to avoid default before the June 1st deadline. The former Marine who faces criminal charges for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man on the New York City subway, told the New York Post, quote, "This had nothing to do with race." Daniel Penny, if convicted, could face up to 15 years in prison. Penny added about his character, "He's not a white supremacist. He's a normal guy." Basketball fans are cheering Brittany Griner on her return to the WNBA.
The 32-year-old Griner kicked off her 10th season with the Phoenix Mercury Friday night with a game against the Los Angeles Sparks. The entire crowd at the Crypto.com arena broke out in cheers when Griner was introduced, including Vice President Kamala Harris, who was in the stands. Griner had spent 10 months in prison in Russia for alleged drug smuggling and was released last December in a prisoner swap. On Friday, she scored 18 points, grabbed 6 rebounds, and had 2 assists. I'm Karen Sloan.
Fast X is projected as the film to beat in theaters. The 10th Fast and Furious movie is expected to top $67 million in its opening weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.